What up, everybody? I'm tuning in for another episode of Stat Speaks. December 16th, Saturday night, 2023. I'm going to keep this one pretty brief, although typically these Scott Speaks are 25-ish minutes or so. That's what I expect tonight will be as well. Sorry, that was a box. a box slipped and fell, scared the shit out of me. I wanted to basically come on tonight and clarify something that I think is a pretty controversial topic for a bunch of people this time of year. And because we only have 25 minutes, I'm just going to hop in and say the question always comes up this time of year. You guys know what I'm going to say, I feel like. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? We've probably even talked about it on the podcast, Todd and I. Jamie and I may have talked about it as well on the other half show. I really don't know, but I just want to be very clear in my thoughts on if Die Hard is a Christmas movie, my explanation as to why I feel one way or another about Die Hard being a Christmas movie, and hopefully, in discussing this topic here this evening, you guys can be armed with the necessary information to go into any conversation during this holiday season that you may be having with a family member or friends, what have you, so that you can prove to them that, in fact, Die Hard is or isn't, I'm keeping it hush-hush as to how I feel about this, is or isn't a Christmas movie. It will become very clear as I start talking, by the way, and going into details here. Now, I will also say, first of all, that's the only thing I'm going to be talking about tonight. So if you don't care, then you can stop listening. I'm fine with that. Second thing I will say is I thought of this topic about 30 minutes ago. It's currently 11:25 p.m. As you know, I fancy myself a completist with getting an episode up every week. So I have 35 minutes to record, edit, and upload this podcast. Short of the internet going down, knock on wood, shouldn't be a problem. I should be able to do that because with these short episodes, it's pretty, whatever, you don't need to know the details of it. But yeah, because I thought of this just 30 minutes ago, I will also additionally say that I've done no prep work for this. Literally none. The one thing I've done is I've opened up a window in my Chrome browser here that is showing me, according to IMDb, the best Christmas movies. I will tell you, for full disclosure, Die Hard is on this list, but that proves nothing. That doesn't show my hand. That's how I feel about all this. But anyway, just wanted you guys to know that part as well, that this will be very much akin to, for those that have known me a long time, the old radio shows that I would do where I just write down a list of 6 or 7 topics and then do a 2-hour radio show just talking about it, talking about those topics. Now, granted, on many of those radio shows, I either had someone else in studio that was helping me do these discussions, or I would have people call in. And clearly that's not going to happen here tonight because I don't even know how to do the call-in thing, and I'm sitting here by myself. I mean, Stella's at my feet, but she's been pretty mum on the topic of is Die Hard a Christmas movie. So anyway, so I'm going to just kind of work my way through this. And when I get roughly to the 20-25 minute mark, I will say goodbye and off we go. So let me start by saying this. I will reveal the majority of these best Christmas movies according to IMDb. But I'll do it in context. So what I mean by that is, for example, the top 5. Die Hard is not in the top 5, according to this, which I'm fine with. According to IMDb, the best Christmas movies, I believe, in order are the 2000 Jim Carrey version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Elf, 2003, Will Ferrell product, The Santa Claus, 94, with Tim Allen, A Christmas Story, 1983 flick, classic. And then National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, 1989. I will say that Die Hard is listed at number 6 on this list. Now, I think the thing that you will see is a commonality between all of these movies. Specifically, by the way, a commonality on the cover art for all of these movies is that there is a Christmas-related item in every single one. For example, on the cover art of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Jim Carrey as the Grinch is dressed up as the Grinch in, or I'm sorry, is dressed up as Santa Claus in, you know, obviously Grinch makeup and what have you. Elf, the cover is Will Ferrell in an Elf outfit. The Santa Claus is Tim Allen with a Santa Claus hat wrapped in colorful Christmas tree lights. A Christmas Story is probably the closest one to not having anything, but there actually is, for some reason, a Santa Claus character in the background of the cover art. And then National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is Chevy Chase and family, but in the background are stockings hung by the chimney with care and a rip-roaring fire that, if you've seen the movie, is foreshadowing to something that happens later in the flick. But anyway, so that's something that has in common, that those five movies all have in common. Die Hard, on the other hand, again, listed as number six. Half of Bruce Willis's face and, spoiler alert, Nakatomi Plaza Towers with an explosion on top. So nothing related to Christmas, as you might expect. By the way, I'm positive I talked about this because I remember the fact that I'm pretty sure, and I'm going to double check as I'm doing this. I'm pretty sure, yeah, Die Hard was released in July of 1988. Excuse me. So a lot of people will make that argument. Well, it's a summer movie. Okay. Maybe there's some validity there. Maybe. I don't know. Let's look at these others. Christmas Story, November 18th. Okay, that's holiday time. How the Grinch Stole Christmas, November 17th. Elf, November 7th. The Santa Claus, November 11th. And National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, December 1st. So, again, not showing my hand, but depending on what camp you're in, Die Hard coming out in the middle of the summer, perhaps a strike against it. I'll also tell you that the next two movies are The Nightmare Before Christmas, which was released on October 29th, much closer to Halloween, and then 2009's A Christmas Carol, which is Jim Carrey as well, November 6th. Now, I will tell you also, again, I'm not going to list all of these, but Home Alone is also on this list. That was released November 16th, 1990. A lot of people consider that in that top two and three range as the classic Christmas movie. More on that in a second and my thoughts on that. So that's cover art, release dates. These are all relevant points. Again, Die Hard does not have Christmas-related cover art. Die Hard does not have a release date. But let's look at these again. How the Grinch Stole Christmas is basically a movie about thievery. Honestly, I don't think I've ever seen the Jim Carrey version of 2000, but we've all seen the cartoon. It's about this village and called Whoville, as we all know. Again, no research was done before creating this podcast, but it's about Whoville, which is a village that likes to celebrate the holidays, specifically Christmas. But the crux of the movie is about this Grinch who lives up on the top of the mountain, and he's just a down on his luck guy. He doesn't whatever. It's almost anti-Christmas if you think about it, because the point of the movie is that he goes down and steals all the toys in order to ruin Christmas. Now, spoiler alert. I'm going to stop saying that. These are all spoiler alerts. If you haven't seen these movies, you know, welcome to 2023. By the end of the movie, his heart grows three sizes. He has Christmas spirit. And the last 5 minutes are very Christmassy. Bells are ringing. He's going down giving out presents, whatever. But the majority of the film, nothing to do with Christmas, okay? Elf. Elf starts out with Buddy the Elf up in the North Pole. He's hanging out with Santa Claus and all the elves making the toys. But again, the point of the movie is he's trying to find his father and reunite with his father. He is dressed in an elf outfit the whole time, but the majority of the movie, over half of it, if Will Ferrell was just dressed in regular street clothes, you would, well, I guess he works at the mall where it is Christmas time and they're setting up, so maybe, but whatever. You might not otherwise even know that it was Christmas time, other than the fact that he's dressed as an elf the whole time. And obviously Santa shows up at the end, the Christmas spirit. Again, same thing, by the end, rushing, you know, gushing with Christmas spirit. Okay, the Santa Claus. This is the exception. The whole time he is becoming the Santa Claus. I don't think I've ever seen this movie either, but I've definitely seen enough of it. All right, fine. But it's kind of it's more a comedy, you know? It's not like A Christmas Carol, which is all about Christmas, or, you know, what is it? Miracle on 34th Street, stuff like that. A Christmas Story. Yes, it is entitled A Christmas Story. But, and I haven't seen this movie in many years, but I've seen it several times. If you watch A Christmas Story while it is happening around Christmas time, it's really about the life and the happenings of a child in, I believe, suburban Chicago. I don't even remember. Around Christmas time. And it's almost an anti-Christmas movie as well, because it's such, you know, Ralphie is such a, the life that he leads is just very, it's not great. It's not fun. His dad's a curmudgeon. He really wants this Red Ryder BB gun. You know, his mom is trying to keep the house intact, but it's really about just a suburban family and the struggles that they have to keep things together. Again, if I recall, it's been a minute, as I mentioned. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, a straight comedy, again, takes place around Christmas time. Sure, they go and get the tree in the opening scene. They go and cut it down. You know, the family comes over for Christmas. There's shopping. There's revelry. There's trees. There's gifts. I get it. But the true point of the movie is the comedy of the family, specifically Chevy Chase and the hijinks that ensue. So, yeah, and by the way, again, I'm not listing them all, but also included on this list are movies like Gremlins. Come on. Would anyone say the point of Gremlins has anything to do with Christmas? No, they wouldn't. Even Home Alone happens at Christmas time, but you could have this plot happen in July, in June, in March, whatever. Exact same story. And aside from the scene where Kevin goes into the church to listen to the carolers, although that could happen too, or the choir rather, with the choir singing, everything could be exactly the same if it took place in June or May or whatever. So again, one of the most beloved Christmas movies of all time, Home Alone, just happens to take place during Christmas. Even Elf, believe it or not, could take place in June or July. It doesn't have to take place at Christmas time. You know, I guess How the Grinch Stole Christmas probably does. I don't even know if Santa Claus does. Like I said, I've never seen it all the way through. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation could be National Lampoon's Thanksgiving Vacation. National Lampoon's, and as we all know, they've made many other movies with the National Lampoon's crew. This one just happens to be focused around Christmas. So, again, I ask you, is the point of what we say when we're defining a Christmas movie, is it centered around the fact that these movies take place at Christmas time? Or is it because it's all about the Christmas spirit and the season of giving and all of that? Because if you really dissect these other films that I'm mentioning, I'm not sure that you can make the argument that all of them are centered around Christmas, right? Food for thought. Okay, so that brings us to Die Hard itself. Now, I don't think anyone would argue that the plot of Die Hard is a dissection of Christmas itself. It's not. That has nothing to do with what Die Hard. No, that's not the case. So, okay, so that's out. We know that's not a reason for the movie. I was about to say a reason for the season, but that's not a reason for the movie, is to talk about Christmas and what Christmas means to you and your family and all that sort of stuff. No, it is obviously an action flick. It's one of the best, arguably the best action movie of all time. Bruce Willis at this point in time was kind of known for moonlighting. I mean, he'd done other films and things, but this really put him top of the line on the map as an action star. That's indisputable. However, if you watch Die Hard and pay attention, you know, he kills one of the German terrorists and he writes "ho ho ho" on his sweatshirt. There are scenes, there's a scene where one of the gunmen, the Asian gunman guy, is kind of waiting to take his turn to try to kill some people and shoot some people up. And he looks over and where he happens to be waiting is like a little concession stand area and grabs a Crunch bar. And they play like sleigh bells in the background. Obviously, the whole reason that John McClane, the lead character of Die Hard, is where he is because he's there to attend a Christmas party with his ex-wife Holly Gennaro. So, Holly Gennaro McClane, on Christmas Eve, which always bugged me. I've only worked throughout my current career. I've only worked in two companies. But I can't think of any business either nowadays or 35 years ago that would literally have their company holiday party on Christmas Eve. Like, it's just not a thing. People want to spend Christmas Eve with their family. They, you know, a lot of people go to church services or whatever. No company would have their party on Christmas Eve. So whatever, it sets the stage, I suppose. But in any event, so that's why he's here. That's why he's at Nakatomi Plaza, is because he's planning on attending, it doesn't work out, the holiday party. So because it's a holiday party, there's a giant Christmas tree, there's gifts, there's music and revelry and whatever. So for Die Hard, Christmas is just a key element of the setting of the film. He's not trying to save Santa Claus. He's not trying to return the toys to Whoville. He's not trying to find his dad because he's an elf. Like, it doesn't hit any of those notes, but it takes place around Christmas. Much like I said about Home Alone, would anyone argue that Home Alone is not a Christmas movie? I don't think so. That was unintentional, I promise. However, you could do Home Alone in June. Easily. No question about it. There's nothing that would be any different if the McAllister family, I'm going to say McClane, these are our families, McClane's, McAllister's, if the McAllister family was taking their trip in the summer, as opposed to at Christmas time. It would just be less expensive. That's the only difference. So, again, does that mean that you're leaning in certain ways, Scott? I mean, maybe. Look into it all you want to. And then the last thing that I will say, I mentioned A Christmas Story. I mentioned Miracle on 34th Street. Also listed in this list, I already said A Christmas Carol. There's the Muppet Christmas Carol. they also have movies such as, I already said Bad Santa, Love Actually. I'm not sure that I've seen Love Actually. I'm really not. But I feel pretty confident that Love Actually is just a rom-com that, again, happens to take place during Christmas time. Okay, so one other thing that I will introduce in this discussion is there's now something widely known called the Hallmark Movie Channel. And starting around, I don't know, Halloween, they start playing Christmas movies. Quote-unquote Christmas movies. Now, in, I've not seen all of them, of course, but in almost literally every single one of these, the only through line, is that it takes, now, there's a lot of similar, is that it takes place at Christmas time. There's a lot of similarities. Everybody owns a bakery. It's always a quaint New England town, all that shit. But the through line is when it takes place, not what the film is about. It's about two single people that you would never think are going to fall in love, and then they do. And they do so in a New England town, and, you know, they always have their first kiss on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day while the snow starts to fall. Like, we get it. Rinse, repeat. It's Pert Plus. I got it. Proud sponsor tonight's pod. But is it about Christmas? Could you do that movie any other time of year? Sure. Why don't they? Because it's more romantic to fall in love during the holidays, methinks. I don't know for sure, but that's why I think they do it the way that they do. So, so that's the Hallmark movie channel and their take on Christmas. So I think what it boils down to for me is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Could Die Hard take place any other time? It could. But you know what? It doesn't. The point of identifying something as a Christmas movie, in my opinion, the X factor that I've held back until just now, when you're watching the movie, does it make you think of Christmas? Now, there are certain scenes where absolutely it does not. Not even close. But because Christmas is part of the setting of these movies, I do believe Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Now, there's one other thing that I just remembered that I forgot to bring in. And that is, I'm talking about Christmas movies this whole time, but let's just take a step back for a quick second. Because it's 11:45, so now I have 15 minutes only to finish, edit, whatever. Think about things like a horror movie or a comedy movie. What makes it a horror movie? Is it gore? Is it that it's scary, that it's intense? Is it because it takes place during Halloween? It could be any one of those things, any one of those elements. Probably, in my opinion, a horror movie should be to some degree scary. That's all it has to do, to some degree. A comedy movie, at some point, should be funny, should make you laugh. A Christmas movie, at some point, to some degree, should make you think of Christmas. And so again, I've asked now multiple times during this podcast, could these movies take place, could a horror movie take place any other time besides Halloween? Of course, it happens all the time. Could a comedy movie take place at any point in time? Even that's not funny. You know, could you have a comedy movie during World War II, theoretically? I can't think of it off the top of my head, but whatever. Sure. If you can still make, you know, if it has good writing, you can still have jokes, things that make people laugh, of course. So, at the end of the day, we need to, the people on the other side, if it's not clear, I do think Die Hard is a Christmas movie. The people on the other side of that fence who do not think that Die Hard is a Christmas movie, their argument is always, Die Hard's an action flick. It's the majority of it has nothing to do with Christmas. We're not trying to save Christmas. We're not talking to Santa. We're not, okay, sure. There's a spectrum within the Christmas movie genre of how related to the stereotypical things you think of that represent Christmas, how related the film is to those things. Right? Again, with Elf, yeah, Santa's all over that movie. He's in an elf costume for the entire movie, more or less. We get it. That one's very in your face. Go watch the movie called A Christmas Story. And aside from the time of year that it takes place, tell me how embedded that is in Christmas. Same thing. And again, could A Christmas Story take place in January? Still winter, everything still apply. It could. It really could. Home Alone. in most people's minds, a top three Christmas movie. Could it take place in June? It could. But it's a Christmas movie. Just like Die Hard. I still stand by my statement. Die Hard's one of the best action films of all time. But if anyone ever asked you, is it a Christmas movie? Yeah. It is. It takes place in Christmas. That's when they decided it should take place. We didn't decide it. They decided it. There are little nods and winks to Christmas throughout the entire film. It's undeniable. So it's a Christmas movie. So, during this holiday season, if you're hanging out with your family over the next, Christmas is only 9 days away as I'm recording this. Soon to be 8 days away. It's for 12 minutes to midnight. But as you're hanging out with your family, they're like, hey, let's watch a Christmas movie. Someone jokes and says, yeah, let's put on Die Hard. You go, yeah, let's watch Die Hard. It's a Christmas movie. Tis the season. Can you sit around and enjoy it with the family? Maybe not the younger kids. There's some foul language and some violence. It's a fucking Christmas movie. Merry Christmas, everybody. And until next week's pod.